Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. At the recent U.S. Small Business Administration's awards banquet in our state, a Midlands CEO was named the Small Business Person of the Year. Vicki Evans is President and CEO of Korg Management Group, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Vicki, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Congratulations on this honor.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited about it. My whole team is a true accomplishment for us, and we're humble and grateful to receive it.
Now, tell us a little bit more about your company and how it all got started.
We actually started back in 2008, and we started off in asset management and transitioned over into doing renovation and repairs, and then from there into construction. So our company is pretty much divided into two segments, and that's facility maintenance and construction services. Under our construction services, we do construction management, design build, and on the facility maintenance side, we manage many federal buildings to include the state of South Carolina, GSA-owned federal assets.
All right. Well, now tell us how you got into this business. Were you already doing something like this for somebody else?
So actually, no. I started off as a network engineer in corporate America and was looking for a little bit more flexibility in my schedule for my family, and got into real estate and from there asset management for federal agencies. And at that time, asset management included default services as well as foreclosures. So working for many of the banks and federal agencies, managing their assets and foreclosed properties is where we started.
Right, now tell us why you caught the SBA's eye and were nominated for this award. What did they say you were doing right?
Being a woman-owned minority business and working in this construction facility maintenance area, it's a rarity, and you don't see a lot of women doing that. So we have sort of captured with our past performance, with our experience, we caught the eye of SBA because we have been performing well. And then when we were awarded the entire state of South Carolina, that was a huge milestone for us. And SBA wanted to highlight our success with that.
All right. Now, tell us what have been your challenges over the years.
So like many small businesses, one challenge that we have is human resources, finding dependable people. As we grow and add more folks to our team, that has been somewhat of a challenge, but we've worked through that and we've been able to secure some pretty good folks on our team. And I attribute much of our success to my team and my management team, which have been right there to support me from start to finish.
And so as part of meeting this particular challenge, did that include the necessity to raise wages?
We do a very competitive outlook when it comes to wages, but many of our employees are part of a union, so there are some additional benefits there and some challenges there. But yes, we have had some of those challenges with having competitive wages compared to some of the commercial in the commercial market.
So the facilities maintenance business and the real estate management business, being that you are in, you know, so much of the government sector, has that insulated you from the ups and downs of the market?
Somewhat, because what we focus on now is more of the renovation and repair maintenance of federally owned assets, to include courthouses, post offices, parking garages. So yes, I would say yes, it has sort of given us an advantage with not being so impacted by the ups and downs of the current real estate market.
Well, Vicki, once again, congratulations on this award, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Vicki Evans is president and CEO of Korg Management Group in Columbia, South Carolina, the recent recipient of the Small Business Person of the Year Award from the U.S. Small Business Administration here in our state. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.